From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. The biggest California wildfire continues raging in the Lower Lake area north of San Francisco. The fast-moving blaze doubled in size over the weekend to 71 square miles. The fire has already destroyed 24 homes, and Cal Fire spokeswoman Blanco Mercado says thousands of people are being told to leave their homes.
There's about over 12,000 that are being impacted, 12,000 citizens, and over 5,000 residences.
More than 9,000 firefighters are working to quell the blazes. California Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency, activating the California National Guard to help with disaster recovery. Explosive devices were detonated outside of two churches in southern New Mexico Sunday morning. From member station KRWG, Samantha Sonner has more on the investigation.
Just after 8 a.m., an explosive device was detonated in a mailbox outside of the Calvary Baptist Church in Las Cruces. About 20 minutes later, another explosive was detonated in a trash receptacle near the entrance of the Holy Cross Catholic Church. No one was injured in the two explosions, and relatively minor damage was reported. New Mexico State Police Chief Pete Cassetta says the investigation is ongoing.
These are not firecrackers. These devices were intended, I believe, to do harm.
New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez is encouraging people to stay vigilant, but not to be afraid.
And continue to visit your houses of worship.
Both churches remain closed while law enforcement agencies investigate. For NPR News, I'm Samantha Sonner in Las Cruces.
Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper has dissolved Parliament and is calling for new elections, hoping he and his Conservative Party win a fourth term. Canada has been struggling against falling oil prices, with the Canadian dollar way down against the U.S. dollar. Dan Karpinchuk reports the general election will be held in October.
Speculation about the election call had been swirling in Ottawa for a couple of days. Harper says the election will be about leadership on the issues of the economy and Canada's security. It will be a long and costly campaign, 11 weeks, giving Harper's Conservative Party a distinct advantage since its coffers are full compared to their impoverished rivals, the Liberals and the New Democrats. It's also expected to be a vicious campaign. The Harper Conservatives have been running attack ads for a couple of months and will likely increase their carpet-bombing messages on the airwaves. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The White House is set to launch the first-ever rule today to cut carbon emissions from power plants, a plan that opponents in the coal industry and their political allies already plan to fight in the courts. In a fact sheet issued on Sunday, the White House said President Obama's Clean Power Plan is aimed at cutting emissions 32% by 2030. Some states have threatened not to comply, and it will be up to Obama's successor to implement the plan. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Authorities in Tennessee are searching for 29-year-old Tremaine Wilborn. He's a suspect in Saturday night's fatal shooting of Memphis police officer Sean Bolton during a traffic stop. Police say the officer apparently came upon a drug deal. An Egyptian court has again postponed the verdict in the retrial of three Al Jazeera English journalists. Merritt Kennedy reports a verdict is now expected by the end of the month.
The three Al Jazeera English journalists, Mohamed Fahmy, Bahar Mohamed, and Peter Gresta, had hoped they would be cleared in Sunday's session. The court didn't give a reason for the postponement, and the usual judge wasn't present. The three have been embroiled in legal trouble in Egypt since December 2013, when Egyptian authorities arrested them and eventually took them to trial on terrorism-related charges. Last year, Fahmy and Gresta were sentenced to 7 years each, and Mohamed received 10. Egypt deported Gresta earlier this year to his native Australia, and his colleagues were released on bail. The case has caused international outcry, as the journalists repeatedly insist they were just doing their jobs. Prosecutors haven't presented any evidence to back up the terror charges. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says constructive interaction instead of confrontation led to the nuclear agreement between his country and the six world powers. In a national address late Sunday, Rouhani said Tehran achieved its main goals because the accord recognizes Iran's right to enrich uranium and it lifts international sanctions. Mission Impossible Rogue Nation is the weekend's top movie. Vacation came in number two. Holdovers, Ant-Man, Minions, and Pixels rounded out the top five. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.